B-Pod Studios.
Told you earlier, this is bothering me. The RV is parked in my condo complex. Violation of association laws. And I haven't done it. It's been there for weeks. And I'm getting all these texts now from the Absolute Law text line. Stan, why don't you have Mike Chiannopoulos write them a threatening letter? Sue them. Ask your security guard to inquire on the name of the owner of the RV. Stan, it sounds like it's an inside job. Bet someone on the board's family members are staying in the RV. And Patty says, oh, man up, Stan. Go and inquire about the RV. I am going to go and call the association. I mean, I got their number in my wallet. And if you bear with me, I'm going to take a little bit of time and call these people. La ta ta ti, la ta ta ta. Hope somebody's there. They're usually not.
It's a great day, Turtlehead. My name is Bill. How may I help you?
Hi, Bill. My name is Stan. I'm a resident at Turtlehead.
Stan, can I ask you to call back during regular business hours?
We're open
from 2 to 4 on Wednesdays.
Bill, if you don't mind, this is the only time I have a chance to call. And I'm Stan. I'm in Building 4.
You're a resident?
Yes, I am.
Turtlehead?
Yes, Bill.
Okay. What is your unit number?
My unit number is 241.
241, and that's Building 3?
4.
243, Building 1?
241 Building 4.
All right. Let me look it up here. Give me just a second.
Oh, sure. I got all the time, Bill. I'm just calling about the RV.
Normally, we close the office at 4, but I had a little bit of...
I appreciate that.
Extra work to do here. It's no problem.
My name's Stan.
I got to wait for the...
Unit
computer.
Unit 341, Building 4.
Well, I gotta wait for the computer to come back on.
Are you at the complex now, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Haven't you seen what's out your window?
Well, I had to wait for it.
That's all right. I need to make a complaint.
Well, hold on. Building 4.
Yes. Condo 341.
No,
that's me. That's me.
Oh, that is you.
Yeah, that's
me.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I don't think I'm going to be able to help you.
Why aren't you going to be able to help me?
Well, I assume that you are calling because you're late on your quarterly dues.
I'm not late on my quarterly dues. I'm never late on those outrageous quarterly dues.
If you can make a prompt payment, I might be able to keep it from going to collection.
Let's not forget, I need to go. I've just looked at my association bylaws, Bill.
Stan.
What?
We do appreciate you reaching out and making an honest effort about your delinquency.
I'm up to date. So, I'll show you my coupon book. I'm up to date. I'll show you the canceled checks. That's not why I'm calling, Bill.
Well, then I'm sure it's just a paperwork clerical error.
That's what it is.
And if you can just come by the office during regular business hours, we're always open between 2 and 4 on Wednesdays.
That's the only day. And I'm at work between 2 and 4. That's why I'm calling you now, Bill. Never mind. It is not anything about my association dues. They're up to date. It has to do with that RV taking up eight space.
Hold on.
Stop looking at my records. What do you know about the RV? the RV that's parked right by the pool in the guest parking area, taking up about 6-7 spaces, using utilities, power, letting their dog crap in the yard. What do you know about that? Because I've had it. There are association dues that I abide by, and I pay my dues. These are rules. That RV's got to go. And nobody's doing anything about it. I got pictures, Bill. I got pictures of it. It's not a pretty sight.
So if I understand you, correct me, Stanley.
Oh, God.
What you would like to do is to file a formal complaint.
Yes.
Regarding a parking violation.
Correct.
By a recreational vehicle.
Which are prohibited in our condo association rules. The person who's there is blocking the pool area, taking up about 6, 7, 8 parking spots, putting out lawn chairs, using power, community power, letting their dog walk and crap all over without picking it up, and I get a damn fine because I got a doormat?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you go and find him and get him out of there?
Well, I need to fill out a form here.
Okay, alrighty. Hasn't anybody else complained? Am I the only one that's complaining that there's just for weeks on end an RV parked right in the parking lot and they're just living the high life?
Well, sir, we have had a few inquiries, and once the situation was explained,
get them out of there. Get them the hell out of there. I have a guest come over and they get ticketed and towed.
We've had the residents that are aware of the situation have withdrawn all complaints.
Well, what? So this is perfectly all right? I'll tell my buddy to come over with his pickup truck and leave it parked overnight. How about that?
Well,
I got a nice big panel truck that's got a business name on the side. I'll leave that in there, too.
Well, you can go ahead and do that, and we'll have it towed lickety-split.
Right, because that's the association. And they also say no overnight parking of RVs sitting in guest parking.
Now, would you like me to just take your complaint, or would
I'd like you to do something.
Do you want to know why that RV is there?
Yeah, because they're mooching. Somebody, whether they're a family member coming down for vacation, don't worry about it, Earl. Don't worry about it, Edna. Just park the RV right in the parking lot and use all the facilities. I saw him in the pool yesterday.
Well, that RV belongs to Mr. Turner.
Mr. Turner. So you're aware of him. You're aware of Mr. Turner. I'm going to write his name down, too. Mr. Turner. What's his first name?
Fred.
Fred Turner. Mr. Fred Turner.
I'm a little bit surprised that you don't know Mr. Turner.
I don't know Fred Turner.
He's lived here at Turtle Head for over 30 years.
What are you talking about?
Former chairman of the association.
He's a former chairman of the... Well, now it's all adding up. Oh, don't worry, Fred. You're a former chairman of the association. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. We'll let you in here and continue to use the facilities while I'm paying those association dues.
If you're going to refer to him, you probably ought to refer to him as Reverend Turner.
Reverend? What? Reverend? He's a reverend?
Reverend Turner is a fine man. He's a widower twice over.
I'm sorry to hear that, but that still doesn't give him the right to be parking an RV and utilizing all the facilities.
Reverend Turner is in good standing with this association because
what?
His unit right now is being occupied by what they call unaccompanied minors that have come up from Mexico.
What?
And Reverend Turner came to the association and said, I'm willing to live my life in a recreational vehicle.
So that unaccompanied minors can live in his condo?
Fred said to us,
he's doing the godly thing, isn't he?
If we allowed him to have that RV, he reckoned he could probably fit about 16 kids in the RV and then that he could probably fit 30 to 45 kids up in the unit itself.
That's a violation, too. Everyone has to be accounted for in every single unit. I can't even have a relative stay more than 3 days at my place, and then I can get written up for that. I saw him dumping septic into the gutter.
These are innocent, just beautiful little girls, and he loves them.
Little girls? He's a widower twice over, he's a reverend, and he's got little girls staying in his condo?
In his condo, and he's got some in the RV.
With
and
him?
It's all on the up and up.
How do you know that? He's telling you a lie. He's telling you a lie. What, and you, Bill, and you and the association just sit and believe this?
Well, we feel
what
like...
What am I supposed
know, we've
to
always,
do?
We've always been supportive of community
no,
and
you haven't. You're not supportive
effort.
Of me. I'm part of the community.
If it didn't make you feel any better...
Jeez, you are pathetic. This is all things pathetic.
If it makes you feel any better, we have it on the Reverend's word.
On his that, word and all of his fake documentation because he's got little kids living in his RV and his condo and nobody's saying a goddamn word about it. Oh, sorry, Reverend. Huh?
Didn't you? Look. We
well,
had
don't
this
look me. I want this done, or I'll call a cop. I'll call a
we
cop.
We had this approved at the highest level.
Highest
all,
level.
All of our residents on the board have given their permission, and we have the Reverend's word
yes,
that
good word.
The RV and the children will be gone prior to Thanksgiving.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all
Sizzling after Izzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right, we're quite hip, but on the sharp cutting edge of 1999.
Bitch.
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody.
That was an enthusiastic open.
Hey, I'm trying to be upbeat and positive and stuff after what I had to deal with.
Good for you.
You know,
I thought it was nothing but candy canes and lemon drops in your world.
You know, here's the thing, and I'll have more about it in the local beat. Imagine my shock.
Well, you mean as soon as we got off the air Friday?
Where I see on the news report.
Just as soon as we're done.
Just across the street, not a mile from me.
Uh-huh.
Somebody dies from corona.
And you know what people were asking me all weekend?
What?
And I had to say, I don't know. Multiple people said, Stan was talking about Mama from Italy. That's not her, is it? And I said, I don't think so.
No, I don't know.
Because
we
this
don't know
was,
a name.
I know there was a Nile cruise involved at some point.
A lot of that will be in the local beat. But. So I get, needless to say.
And we're thinking, oh, it's nowhere around here.
Yeah, well, it's a mile from me. One case, they're in quarantine. The second one died.
Now, we heard about it on Friday, but they showed up on Wednesday.
This is what I'm talking about. Now, a week earlier, I was with my wife in that same emergency room. Now, I said
to
her...
You didn't lose your temper again, did you?
No. I warned her. But I said to her, I said, so this person hasn't been feeling well for a few days, then goes into the emergency room. That place is always packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they immediately cordon her off, and there was another one there, and they had to take all the people that were working there and test them and quarantine them.
And you
them.
Notice,
and it's a mile from where I live.
And you notice they're never really clear on it.
No.
Because they go, well, up to 30 healthcare workers were affected, and then I see other ones that goes, oh, no, there was another 30 to 40 that had to be quarantined.
So...
Because I guess they're being very tight-lipped about it, and I understand.
Yeah, avoid the panic.
Well, not only that, there are, you know, legal privacy issues.
Yes. I don't even think we know the woman's name yet.
But I guess both showed up at Gulf Coast Hospital in an ambulance on Wednesday, and what was it, Friday afternoon, Friday night, that one of them died.
Yeah. We have two cases
and they had,
here.
I guess they had no idea that, I know at least one of them was brought in by ambulance. And so they've got somebody who's obviously very sick, but they don't know what's wrong with them. So they haven't gotten all the gear and all that stuff. So they brought him in, I guess, both of them like regular patients.
I saw the market manager today. He comes by and talks
now,
with
now
me.
He can't possibly be blaming us for it.
You know what? He gave me a sour look. But that's besides the point. That's
there's
normal.
Something going on between the two of you, and I tried to mediate, and it didn't do any good.
What? He got mad at me because I said to him what any employee would say to their supervisor or boss. He got mad. He left the room. He walked out in disgust. I said, there should be... At every entrance into your five stations, well, you got five or six here, there should be, going into the five or six stations, hand sanitizer at every entrance way. And I said the engineers, we have a chief engineer and we have an assistant engineer, should daily be in here disinfecting the studios. This is just good practices. Well, they tell you, they got people quarantined.
And you think Richard and Whitey are going to do that?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I said, do we have hand sanitizer? Do we have, is our equipment being wiped down? We got a lot of people, a lot of families.
Nothing.
You know, I'm starting to see his point of view.
Whose point of view?
The market manager.
About what, me?
Yes,
why?
Because every time you bring something up, it always sounds very litigious.
I would like to think.
Oh, you can go on and think. How long have we worked here?
We're a pretty big company. Big. That at the grassroots, right outside K-Rock's control room, right outside Death 106's control room, right outside Spanish Central down the hall, there should going into the rooms, right inside the hip-hop kid station down, there should be the hand sanitizer, you know, where everyone walks in and they got clean hands. We're talking into microphones. We're pawing.
That's what you're worried about. You know what I would like to demand?
What? Sorry.
Food trucks up and down the hall for every station. Now, see, we'd have your K-Rockin' Burgers, and then the place down the hall would have great Mexican food. 106 would have, like, a home-style buffet.
Yeah. Yep, a lot of soft foods.
Yep. And B-103, well, what would they be doing? Peddling ecstasy?
Yep. I'm just saying, best practices.
You don't know. They tell you that. Yeah. You don't tell them
I
that.
I found that out because he just walked out of the room. Yeah, is what he said. Like Ringo.
No. Have you ever been the boss of anybody?
Not really.
I have.
I think I've been the boss of people.
I have. And when people like you go around wing flapping.
Morale breaking.
Yes.
To ask for hand sanitizer?
Yes, because you know what? Somebody's got to go get that hand sanitizer,
yes.
And somebody's got to set up stations.
Yep.
And then you look at it and you go, well, where is it in my budget for this year for hand sanitizer? We don't have, well, we can keep the lights on or we can have hand sanitizer.
And once a day, have the engineers disinfect the rooms.
I would settle for this. If once a day they'd look the other way while you and I had a glass of champagne.
Oh, well, yeah. That'd be nice, too. But we're dealing... These are different times. Somebody died a mile from me.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I know. What are you talking about? A mile away? I think somebody on the bottom floor just kicked the bucket yesterday.
Nope. But I do worry about those poor people that got quarantined that are the ones that are supposed to save us.
Yes, I mean, you don't know. You see at CPAC, Trump shook the hand of a guy that was touching another one.
Well, see, that stuff does not scare me.
What scares you? I'll tell you what scares me. You coughing without coughing into your arm. That's what scares me. And I asked you, Dern, before we went on, can you please cough into your arm?
And I politely said no.
I know. Which is why I'd like some hand sanitizer.
See, that stuff doesn't worry me because it's obvious if somebody's coughing or whatnot. What scares the hell out of me is that they truly don't know what this is yet. And
I know.
For the first time,
I know.
I saw, I think it was in an AP article where it was totally mainstream, and it's finally admitted that it has elements of AIDS in
it. Well, I don't know about that. You know,
yeah, it was.
I'm not, look, I'm not shaking your hand, I'll tell you that. I'll fist bump you.
That doesn't even matter. Remember I told you last week about the baggage handlers in London?
Yes!
Well, it's happened in Los Angeles now, so they got no idea how long this thing lives on surfaces.
Oh, yeah, they say a while. I've heard of it.
But they're guessing.
Yep, it's all guessing. We got to take a break.
They come out, they don't know what they're talking about, and immediately go, well, we've learned it can live on surfaces for 3 days. And then another day goes by, and they go, maybe 6.
Yeah, which means this room should be wiped down. Back to my point.
Which means that I am following best practices by going nowhere and seeing no one.
Yep. I can't say that. We'll be back.
Right again, Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Monday afternoon.
Hope you guys had a good weekend. I know most of you are done with your Monday already. So there you go. We're going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a second. Coming up also today, in about an hour, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. And later on today, we'll take a trip into the Wayback Machine, take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year.
And may I say, it looks like a good one.
It is a good one. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Oh, it started out as a nice day for the middle school kids in Massachusetts.
It started out as a nice day.
Yep.
Well, you got to take your wins where you can get them.
Yeah, and then disappointment set in.
Oh.
You know, up in
Massachusetts. Well, those poor kids are learning way too early. Then.
Yes, they are. Up in Massachusetts, a lot of Revolutionary War sites, historic sites. So, a Revolutionary War reenactor in Massachusetts was supposed to give a presentation at a middle school.
Is he going to shoot a musket?
Well, he didn't.
Because imagine us at that age, that would be all that's on our mind. Well, is he going to shoot a musket? Does he have a bayonet?
He was supposed to give a presentation, I know that.
But all dressed up?
Yeah. Showed up 30 minutes late. Drunk.
Well, that's realism.
Yeah. He got arrested instead of doing his reenactment. here you go.
He was in a Revolutionary War outfit when we took him into custody. The principal realized there was something wrong, let the gentleman know that the event was going to be canceled for the day, and then she contacted me. This one is just out of the ordinary. Schools have this all the time, and I'm sure when they hire someone like this, they never plan on it. So just notice when everyone's coming to your building, keep an eye on them, or it can happen. The kids were just notified that the presentation wasn't taking place that day.
Yeah. The soldier man doesn't feel good.
He looks great. I mean, not the mugshot.
He looks, he's a fat, bloated street drunk. Look at him. Although he's got a nice costume.
Well, that's what I mean.
Very authentic.
And, you know, who's to say that he hasn't researched a particular soldier that required a little Dutch courage before going into battle?
Yep. A little buttered spiced rum.
Mm-hmm. Hot toddy.
Yep. You know, it's
a lot of cold winters during that war.
That's true. Got to keep warm. Everything that's old is new again.
Well, like the Spanish flu?
I was telling you last week how kids today, they're reliving the 90s. Everything that was in the 90s is becoming cool to them.
To kids?
Yes. Different games, different candies, different drinks, different all that stuff. Different shows.
No, but I mean that happens all the time.
That's what I know. It continues. According to a recent article, VHS tapes are making a comeback. They have become more popular in the last year or so. People want them. Young people want VHS tapes. And VHS tape players.
Why?
Don't ask me why, but...
I mean, I can understand if it's like content that you can't get elsewhere, but it's a very poor delivery system.
The blank tapes are the biggest.
Looking for video cassettes?
I bought a great VCR at Walmart. Now I'm back for some good tape.
Great electronics deserve the best accessories, and Walmart has them all at low prices every day. Record up to 6 hours on T120 VHS cassettes from Polaroid or Sony. Two for only $9 every day.
I can record a lot of programs at these prices. I'm buying.
Electronics at Walmart, when you're ready to buy.
That's real savings. That's the Walmart way.
Well, that's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And you think about all the tapes that I used that we still got in our office. That's a lot of money.
And... they're still listenable. I have
more modern equipment that is not.
Stan called Sony and said, what is the best way to preserve audio long term? And they said, magnetic tape.
Fact. If it's kept in the, you know, dry.
It'll outlast anything digital.
I don't understand North Carolina resident Ruth Bryant. I don't understand her. She celebrated her 100th birthday.
Okay.
And her birthday wish, she wanted to feel like, I guess she never had it in 100 years, wanted to feel like what it was like to get arrested and put in jail. There she is right there in her orange jumpsuit. So?
This is what she feels that she's missed out on in life.
Precisely. A woman in North Carolina named Ruth Bryant wanted to go to jail for her 100th birthday. The town knew about it, so cops showed up at her assisted living center.
Now, did they respect her and give her the actual experience, or did they just play act?
Well, keep in mind, she's 100. And they arrested her in front of friends. They claim she flashed the charge against her, flashing firemen. That's why they were arresting her. She went in so far to get her prison outfit and her mugshot.
Are you Miss Bryant?
Oh, depends on what you want.
Oh, depends what I want. I want you.
You went to the fire department, showed yourself a couple weeks ago.
Oh, don't kick me. I got bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
I know she's 100, but I didn't know it would take... They would be going this far.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
Holly, you know what? Rob, I'm going to play that again. See if we can grab that last part. That one could be used in the future. Here, let me.
That's a very popular song.
But she wants, that was what she wanted, to be arrested.
Are you Miss Bryant?
Oh, depends on what you want.
Oh, depends what I want. I want you.
You went to the fire department, showed yourself a couple weeks ago.
Don't kick me. I got bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
You got two bad knees.
I know she's 100, but I didn't know they would be going this far.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
She knows her stuff.
Yeah, she does. She's been around for 100 years. She knows all the toe tappers.
I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Smartest guy in town.
That's me.
But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now.
Jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now.
I told him once or twice to quit playing.
Bet your grandpa played this one.
I can almost guarantee it.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Happy 100th birthday.
Yeah, to Ruth Bryant. You got your wish. You got locked up.
Wonder what got in her head.
I don't know. Maybe this was something she always wanted to do. I don't
know. Why would you want to go to jail?
I don't know. She might be a fan of those crime shows.
Met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. Well, she started in to spend my money. She started in to
maybe
call
this song
me,
just started
honey.
Bouncing in her head.
Yeah, well, she was happy.
You know why?
In the jailhouse now.
We're in the jailhouse now.
They told us once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice.
Oh, that playing cards and shooting dice. Big time scare in spring training baseball. Big, player ended up with a fractured jaw after he got hit in the face by a pitch in the first inning of yesterday's spring training game between the Dodgers and the Rangers.
Stan, did Goose Gossage have anything to do with this?
No, he did not.
Okay. I'm worried about him.
Willie Calhoun was at bat for the Dodgers when this happened.
Oh, man alive. That one got him up above the shoulders.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You're hoping that
like
it hit
bullet.
His arm first, and we don't know. Willie certainly is in some pain right now, and that ball definitely caught him in the chin. You're just hoping it wasn't a direct hit.
Broke his
somewhere
jaw.
On his face.
Kind of scary any time of year. And that one really seems to have gotten him pretty badly.
So it broke his jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Calhoun, I mean, he went down like a sack of potatoes.
Calhoun got up on his own, but left on a cart. Went to the hospital to get checked out. Broken jaw.
Yeah, injuries like that. He tries to pop up, tries to tell himself it's okay, and then it's like, well, okay, what
the,
happened?
The pitch was just under 100 miles an hour.
That's no fun.
Brace yourself for this, Haney.
And you know what? Look at that, and it's almost like that pitch was designed to defeat the helmet because it hit the one place
where
that would hurt him.
Yep. There is a singer from New Zealand who goes by the name of Wing. And she does unique, or should I say odd, cover versions of popular songs.
Begging black, I hit the sack. I've been too long, I'm glad to be back. Yes, I am. Let loose from the noose that had me hanging up. Oh, I keep looking at the sky, cause it's getting me high. Forget the hurts, cause I never die. And everyone of them running wild, cause I'm there. Yes, I'm there. Though I'm there.
Yes, friends,
yes,
you
I'm
too
there.
Can be a superstar singer at the Yoko Ono Academy of Music. That makes me miss William Hung. He did it so much better.
How about the Hayseed Dixie?
Oh, love him.
Back in black.
There you go.
Out of sack. Been gone too long, it's good to be back. I'm dead loose from the news. That's kept me hanging about. I'm looking at the sky, cause it's getting me high.
Yeah.
Forget the hearse, cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. I'm using every one of them and running wild, cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm back.
That was a little bit better than Wing. Do you know that Wing? They actually have used her on episodes of South Park.
For what?
I don't know.
We're in the jailhouse now.
Here's a little something for you, and I don't know that I want to see it. By the way, before I do the last clip... News came down today. Lived a long life with one of the great actors, Max von Sydow, passed away. I remember him as the priest in The Exorcist. That's what he's most known for.
Well, Star Wars.
And
the coup de grace of his career, great role on Game of Thrones.
And he was 3 Days of the Condor, one of my favorite, where he plays a hired hitman.
And you remember... Flash Gordon in 1980?
Yeah.
He was Ming.
One of the great actors of all time, had a long, long acting career. Haney, it was 1978. She was 32 years old at the time in 1978. And she was on the cover of Playboy magazine in a bunny costume. Talking about Dolly Parton.
Oh, God bless her.
She's now 74 years old.
And has spent a lot of money on it. Well, I mean, looks great.
And she says she wants to be on the cover of Playboy again.
What's the retirement age in America?
Well, I don't plan to retire. I just turned 74. And I plan to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. See, I did Playboy magazine years ago. I thought it'd be such a hoot if they'll go for it. I don't know if they will. If I could be on the cover, you know, again when I'm 75.
Are you going to whip out that same outfit with maybe the bunny ears?
I could probably.
She could.
Boobs are still the same.
I think she could fit into it.
Yeah, I know she could.
She's 74, but she's still skinny, and the boobs are still there.
Well, the strange thing about her is everybody focuses, rightly so, on her huge chest.
Yeah, the chestal region.
But take that away, and she's a little tiny woman.
Petite thing, yeah. And I don't know, and I'm sure over the years she has had augmentation done.
Oh.
But when she was young, before they started to sag, she was naturally busty. You're
talking about Dolly Parton, Jolene era Dolly Parton?
Yes. Yep.
Well, she always brings me a hard candy Christmas, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, the bunny costume. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. I'll give you a little update on that woman with the corona who passed away. And give you a statewide update, too, in the local beat.
Try and figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, your phone calls as well. Chance to win later on in the 3 o'clock hour.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought
recognize
he
this
was
band?
The smartest guy around.
I should recognize him.
That's last Monday. Soggy Bottom Boys.
Is it?
Got yep. Locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown.
Everybody.
He's in the jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
In the jailhouse now.
Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice.
He's in the jailhouse now.
We'll be back, Stan Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studios if you want to talk to us person to person. 277-9600. We'll take your phone calls. We'll also get you updated on Stan's local beat. Find out what's going on locally. Later on today, the Wayback Machine. Also, in just a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play what's on the list. Xfinity. Haney and I are Xfinity customers, and no matter where you are, Xfinity Mobile gives you the most reliable wireless network to connect you with those who matter most. That's because it's the only wireless network that gives you the best coverage and more flexible data.
You can share data with others, mix lines with unlimited, and switch it up at any time of the month. No one else lets you do that, and it doesn't stop there.
Nope.
When you switch, you can save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Plus, Xfinity Mobile has some great deals you should check out. Right now, you can get $300 off when you buy the new Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra. Now is your chance to get a phone and a network that are out of this world. Switch now to a network that gives you the best coverage, more flexible data, and awesome savings. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Yep, go to Xfinity.com/save big, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply. 277-9600. Somebody has been waiting on hold to talk to you. Specifically you.
Specifically yeah. Me.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, ahoy, who's this? Is this Raider?
Raider Mike.
Raider Mike.
Hey, Raider Mike, how you doing?
You want to talk to Haney?
Yeah, of course.
All right, go
ahead. How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
On my way to Vegas to the Death Star.
He's blowing. The wind's blowing right in that phone.
You got the AC on or the window down? It's one of the two.
The wind in the desert on my way to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you gotta protect the phone against the wind, or we can't hear you.
All right, I'll get out of the wind.
That's good.
So you're walking to Vegas?
No. In my toe.
Close the door. Close the door.
We good?
Jeez.
Better.
It's an odd time of day to be talking to Raider Mike, because normally when I talk to Raider Mike, he's driving and delivering food and texting me on Facebook.
All right. I've known you guys a quarter century. I've been listening to you, films we've done together, all that stuff, past times.
Yeah, so you're on your way to Vegas. Where exactly are you?
In my car.
Big Pine. Big Pine, just out in the middle of nowhere, literally. Beautiful.
Big Pine?
Big Pine.
What state is that?
Cali.
Oh, Cali, California.
Yeah. Yeah, Cali had to kick my butt out the door because we're not welcome here no more. We're Vegas now.
Because his whole life revolves around the Raiders football team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why he's on his way to Vegas.
Is he moving to Vegas?
Not really.
Or is he just going there out of football season to look at it?
No, I'm going there. I'm gone.
So you're living there?
I'm going to live there.
You're going to leave California, where the Raiders were, to go to Las Vegas so that you can stay a Raiders fan?
I was in my hometown for the past couple of years.
Where's that? Where
Battleground, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
They call it Vantucky.
What? Okay. Roger that.
Over the years, Raider, Mike, you've shown nothing but love to the Raiders. What have they given back to you?
Lately? Jack. Nothing.
What about the past?
Well, like, my first championship, 11 years old, you know?
Yeah, Jim
got his first championship at 11.
Jim Plunkett, and you got your first championship.
No, that was Kenny.
The snake. Kenny Stabler. Yeah.
Stabler. Snake.
Yeah.
Then you got Freddie B. He was MVP.
Yeah, and then you had Casper on that team.
Stork.
Jim Otto.
He was on our show, Double O.
Hall of Fame up and down the line.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you hearing about Derek Carr?
Not good.
Is he out?
I think he's going to be traded.
Mm-hmm. I'd take him. I think he's a decent quarterback.
I want him to have one more chance.
Sure.
But he probably won't get it.
I'd like a second chance.
Yeah, we all would. Wouldn't you, Raider Mike?
Oh, yeah. It's summer. Yeah.
Amen. I'll talk to you later, buddy. He's a man with a passion.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what he was put on earth to do.
Yep.
Be a Raiders fan.
Yep.
Bob liked to play his poker. Peanut, whist, and yogurt.
This is one of those songs that's going to get burned into your head.
Oh, it's already gotten you.
I know.
It took you down immediately.
Well,
If this was coronavirus, you'd test positive.
To go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now.
Hey, Rob, have we got our 100-year-old babe?
Stop playing cards and a-shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's trying to get it. Did it not take...
I got to switch from one computer to another because I record everything on one computer and then I got to email it to the other computer.
Yeah, because see, sometimes he can do things in a convection. Other times he has to put it in a microwave. Yep. And then it's like, do I use the toaster oven or do I use the big oven? Do I use the microwave that's mounted on top? Do I use the microwave on the
this
side?
This is what we were trying to describe in the meeting last week.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like the equipment to...
And we just got dirty looks.
Yep. Like, who do you think you are?
You know what I noticed during that meeting?
What's that?
Rob did not even try to hide his mood.
Of disgust?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame him.
I tried to lighten him up a couple of times, and he just kept staring straight ahead with a frown.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
There we go. One more time, Rob.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
There's our girl.
Let's do the local beat.
It had to be done. Okay?
Yeah, I 100% agree. I heard her say that, and I said, that's a keeper. And
then in the jailhouse,
and then you play the song, and I'm done. I'm done for.
What do you mean we've lost you for the day now?
I'm not shaking that off easily.
No.
Oh.
We were talking
I'm
about
in the jailhouse
I'm in the jailhouse now.
I'm in the jailhouse now.
local beat.
I'm telling you, your grandpa played that song with Doy Odell. I'll bet you.
Guarantee it. But Lee County, Corona has knocked at our door and my door, a mile away from where I live.
We left on Friday. Having absolutely no idea, and as the evening wears on, there's the governor of the state of Florida holding a press conference, and then all of a sudden, somebody died right here on Daniels.
Jeez.
And there's another one.
Yeah,
and
we're
quarantining, 30 people, 100 people? We don't know.
A woman in her 70s dies from coronavirus here in Lee County. Two presumptive positive cases have been reported in Lee County. This happening
on Friday.
But
she's one of them, right?
Yes. I'm going to tell you all that I know about her. And again, you brought it up earlier. Privacy issues. You can't just... A lot of people get frustrated... about, well, who is it? Where were they? What were they doing? And you got a lot of privacy issues.
I think all people want to know is,
Did she live next door to me?
Yeah, that's number one.
Yes.
Was this someone that was traveling, or did somebody just come up with this?
Two presumptive positive cases have been reported in Lee County. One patient has died, and the other is being treated in isolation at Gulf Coast Medical Center, meaning... They're in a room there right now. As you drive by that hospital on Daniels and you look at that nice new building, because they did a whole big expansion, somebody in there is in isolation with Corona.
Now, my understanding is that they both showed up by ambulance on Wednesday and they didn't know they had it at first.
The patient that died was tested for the COVID-19 virus after arriving at Gulf Coast Medical Center with severe respiratory ailments. That patient was a woman in her 70s. This according to the Florida Department of Health. According to Governor Ron DeSantis, through his press secretary. The woman had recently traveled to the Dominican Republic.
But it doesn't say she was anywhere else because the Dominican hasn't been known as a hot spot.
Employees and others who have come into contact with both of these patients are being evaluated, according to Lee Health. No Lee Health employees, however, have shown signs of infection. But they have been isolated as a precaution and are being monitored closely. So you're in the emergency room on Wednesday when these people come in. They test positive, one dies, and basically what Lee Health tells you, and rightfully so, but you're not expecting it. You're expecting after your 12-hour shift that you're going to go home to your family, have dinner, and life continues. And they say, you're staying. You're being tested and you're being isolated. Surprise, honey, I'm not coming home tonight, and I don't know when I'll be coming home. They put out a list of where in Florida are these cases. Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat. They list coronavirus patients who have died in the state. There are two. One of them's in Lee County. The other in Santa Rosa County was one patient, and that person was not a Florida resident. Florida resident coronavirus patients in the state, three patients in Broward County. Right up the road, next county over, Charlotte County, one patient. Hillsborough County, two patients. We've told you about Lee County. There's one patient in isolation, not counting the one that died, so they listed as one who has the coronavirus. The one who passed away at 70, the woman had. Mm-hmm. Past tense. Manatee County, two patients. Okaloosa County, one patient. Sarasota County, one patient. Volusia County, one patient. Here's the interesting thing. What happens when you and I and all, we go on I-75 and we head north? We leave Lee County. What do we do? We go into Charlotte County. We leave Charlotte County. We go into Volusia County. We leave Volusia County, and we head into Sarasota County. They're all the way up the road.
Volusia is Daytona.
Yeah, but if you're going up, you're in there for like a split second. It's like one of those things where you're in it and then you're out of it. Yeah, you take the road and you go like, oh, I'm in Volusia. Now I'm out of Volusia. It's almost like a little pointy little thing comes in there. And
no, I would think it's so far east.
But it's what it is. And then what else? Broward, south of us. Hillsborough, that's Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Manatee.
Tampa area.
Tampa.
Now, the one in Manatee, I heard, got better and they released them.
Yeah, these were the ones that were tested positive for it. The numbers are current as of last night, right at 11 p.m. last night. If you want to go and get the latest numbers, if you want to find out for yourself, you can go to the Florida Department of Health website, and they have up to the hour updates on anything to go, so that if anything changes, they will update it. But that's as it was at 11 o'clock last night.
Now, the thing to truly be worried about with this is, as far as I can tell, because they're walking a tightrope, like we were saying, between privacy and the public's need to know, as long as they can manage to trace this back to somebody who's been traveling,
yeah,
that's a good thing.
Oh, you're right on the. Somebody just pointed out the quick second county that you're in going up I-75 is DeSoto.
Yeah, Volusia's Daytona.
Yeah, so you're only in that. So, but nothing. But it follows a path right up the I-75 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 75 down to Broward too.
And I know that, like you were talking about with the case of Mama, that they have, quote-unquote, repatriated people where the State Department gets involved, even though they've tested positive, mm-hmm. and bring them back home.
They just, that virus ship just docked in, what is that, San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
So there's 21 people on there, and they're getting them to land.
Yeah, it's... That's to me, there's two big things. And at least in Florida, it appears that there's an explanation as to why people have this. They were elsewhere and brought it back with them.
And you can be carrying it and not even know it.
Yeah. And that's what happened in Westchester County in New York. This lawyer guy had been abroad, came home, had no idea that he had it, and infected, he alone, 70 people. So it's what they call community spread.
Yes.
Which is where, even in that case in New York, it's still good because they know where it came from. But when you start to have cases where it's like...
They haven't been anywhere.
I haven't been anywhere, and I don't know anybody who has, but I've got it. That's when it's trouble. And the other thing that I would really keep an eye on, because I think, honest to God, they don't know. How long...
It takes.
How long does this thing live on surfaces?
Yep, I've heard it numerous. I've heard 2 days, 4 days, a week.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to get information. I don't trust a word coming out of China's mouth.
Nobody.
But it seems to me, from everything that I've read so far, unlike a normal flu, where when you are feeling so horrible, you tell yourself, well, at least I can't get this one again.
You can.
This one, they say, can absolutely reinfect you.
And comes on you fast. You may be fine, and then suddenly you're in bad shape.
They say it's actually worse the second time.
We're going to take a break, give you a chance to win. We got a lot of good prizes this week, and we're going to play Stan's What's on the List. This is a fun list.
But as you like to say, Stan, what am I going to do about it?
Yep, nothing. Nothing. I'm sitting here with no hand sanitizer.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. Aww. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the broadcast here in Estero, Florida. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails 1 hour away from the Wayback Machine. We'll take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today, we are looking at the bottom of American Top 40. We'll start at 40 and head on up for 5 songs, so we'll see what was occupying the bottom. That'll be in about 1 hour. But right now, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. I'll give you the category. This is a great category. And I'll bet you everybody's got an opinion, but there's only 10 that made the list. If you answer correctly and name something on the list, you'll have your chance at one of the following items. We have $50 to the pewter mug. We have a bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. And if you're wondering about Barbecue Saw and where you can go and buy your own bottle if you don't win it or you just want to go out shopping around, I was at Skip One Seafood over the weekend, and they have plenty of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw for sale.
What did you get?
I didn't buy any Barbecue Saw. I got Barbecue Saw.
No, but what did you get?
Oh, I got fried clams.
Your favorite?
It was delicious there. They have them. They bred them right there. Had it with some fries and slaw. It was delicious. My wife had the flounder over there. Spectacular.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. We have a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival going on right now. Well, let me put the phones on lockdown here. We have tickets for this weekend's
Bonita Blues Festival going on at Riverside Park down in Bonita. 2 days of blues festival music, Friday and Saturday. You want to go to the Collier County Fair? That starts on March 12th. Lasts for a couple of weeks. We've got tickets for that.
I wonder if that clown will be there at the dunking machine.
High and dry. High and dry.
Come on, fatty.
And
is he allowed to do that anymore?
I don't know. It's been a couple of years since I've been to the fair. Now, I know a couple of years ago,
now, as far as there. As far as the political correctness, that guy, I would think that would be run out of town on a rail.
Yeah. He just incites people. He gets them mad. High and dry.
But we're not allowed to. That's hate speech, yep. Isn't it?
Again, it's a county fair. Everblades tickets as well. 2779600. I'll release the phones.
By the way, that's what we're going to do. Anytime anybody says anything we don't like,
yeah,
we'll call it hate speech.
Yeah, okay. I've been for that. Let's play Stan's What's on the List.
If somebody says, hey, Stan, you suck,
hey,
that's hate speech.
That's hate speech. This survey was done a little while ago. And it's a good one because they surveyed 88,000 people and asked them, what's the best cereal ever? We're not talking about oatmeal, cream of wheat, Mapo. I want my Mapo.
Mapo?
Yeah.
What the hell is Mapo?
It's like a cream of wheat or a...
must be a Connecticut thing.
Oh, do you know back in the day, and I think you can still buy it, Mickey Mantle was the spokesperson, and they would get every celebrity to whine and say, I want my Mapo. Rob, see if you can find that. Mickey Mantle wants his Mapo.
Never heard of Mapo.
Yeah. These are dry, in-the-box cereals. Asked 88,000 people. What's the best cereal ever? You get one on the list, and we'll get you a prize. Oh, there it is. Hold on. Let's. I want to hear. Go ahead. Roll them.
I want my Mapo.
There you go. There's Mickey Mantle.
What is Mapo?
It's like a cereal.
Like dry?
Brown. No, it's one of them hot cereals. You got your oatmeal, you got your cream of wheat, you got your grits.
So it's like that.
It's like that.
Like a hot, wet grain.
There you go, right there.
Oh, it's maple oatmeal.
It's not like oatmeal.
It says maple oatmeal.
It's made with oats, but it was not the consistency of oatmeal. It was a whole deal in itself. 88,000 people. What's the best cereal of all time?
And we know it's not Mapo.
No, none of those hot cereals. This is out-of-the-box cereal. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott?
Yes.
Best cereal of all time.
Lucky Charms.
Number 3 on the list. You got it, buddy. What would you like?
Let me do the Pudder Mug.
Done. Hold on. Lucky Charms coming in at number 3, all-time best cereal ever. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good.
Everything go well? Did you know what Mapo was?
No, I don't.
Can't believe that.
I'm sorry.
I want my Mapo. Best cereal of all time, Megan.
Okay, I'm going to go with an all-American, not a sugary one, but Wheaties.
Not on the list.
That's insane.
Not there. Did not make the top 10. Wheaties, not there. 2779600. Best cereal of all time. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
Did you win something last week?
No, you cut him off.
Are you drunk right now? Are you drunk right now? Are you going to ruin this contest too? Are you drunk?
I'm not out to ruin anything.
Okay, good. 2779.
Yeah, he's not out to ruin anything.
It just happens that way.
It's not his intention.
Best cereal of all time. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, best cereal of all time, according to 88,000 surveyed.
Raisin Bran.
Not in the top 10.
Wow.
Not in the top 10. And you know what? If you surveyed 100 people, 1,000 people.
Are these adults?
88,000 people. They have to be able to take a quiz. You're not talking about an infant or a toddler. Raisin Bran, not on the list. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sean in Naples.
Yeah, are you on a speakerphone or something? I can't hear you. See, I can't hear you. And I didn't hang up on you either. The phone disconnected. Might have been on our end. I don't know. Ahoy, who's this?
You got Randall from Naples.
Randall, best cereal ever.
Frosted Flakes.
Number one. Number one on the board is Frosted Flakes. What would you like?
What do you have? I just turned.
You
want to
do something? You want to go and eat something? Do you want to?
How about dining?
I got pewter mug.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Frosted Flakes on the list. Lucky Charms on the list. Three and number one. Number one being Frosted Flakes. Number three being Lucky Charms. 88,000 people were asked the best cereal ever.
I can't believe Raisin Bran
not on the list.
There. That was my sister's favorite.
And I will give you the reason why it's not on the list. Well, it did not make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, best cereal ever.
Corn Flakes.
Yes.
Not on the list.
Nah, you're wrong. That should be number one.
I will tell you, Corn Flakes did show up. Corn Flakes, the All-American Corn Flakes, came in 25th, not in the top 10.
Now, to me, Corn Flakes will always be the best, but there's a reason for that.
Yes.
Because when I had Corn Flakes at my Grammys, it was Corn Flakes and milk, but also fresh sliced strawberries
sure.
and bananas.
They encourage that when you get those cereals. Put fruit in it.
And sugar.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Kevin. Hey, cool.
Kevin, turn your radio down, please, buddy, and then you can play the game.
Okay.
Best cereal ever.
I'm going to say Captain Crunch.
Yeah, that came in at number six, Captain Crunch. What would you like?
I forget what you got.
You can go to the Pewter Mug, you can go to Busch Gardens, you can go to the Bonita Blues Festival, you can go to the Collier County Fair, you can go to the Everblades.
Let's do the Pewter Mug.
You got it. Hold on.
Can I guess one, and if I win, I'll donate the prize?
Yeah. Please. 88,000 people ranked their favorite breakfast cereals.
Oh, you slipped there.
Yeah, breakfast cereals of all time.
Rob's been getting to you.
This is a list of the 10 best cereals.
And how many do we only have? How many off the list now?
We got Frosted Flakes at number one, Lucky Charms at number three, Captain Crunch at number six.
So we got seven remaining.
Yes. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Todd.
Todd, best breakfast cereal of all time.
I'm going to have to go with Captain Crunch with the Crunch Berry.
Number nine.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Crunch gets the double dip.
Yep, the regular Captain Crunch came in at number six. Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Number nine.
What is a Crunch Berry?
It's those little berries in there. They have the regular Captain Crunch, and then they have those like red pink berries in
there. So are they just like sugar bombs?
Yeah, well, it's cereal just colored differently.
Right.
What would you like?
What do you got?
What do you want to do? You want to? I got Pewter Mug. I've got Babacu Saw. I got Busch Gardens. I got the Blues Festival. Oh, I've got Collier County Fair. I've got Everblades.
I'm telling you, I've been dying to taste that barbecue saw.
You got it, buddy. It's delicious.
All right.
Hold on, brother. Oh, hey, Rob, before you get, were all the barbecue saw brought up front? Because the boxes that were in my office are not there. So I'd like to think they were brought up.
No. Yes, they were.
Okay, good.
There
Thank
may
you.
Have been, you know, a Beasley family barbecue.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Somebody, you know, did a grab and run. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, crunch berries. So we got coming in nine Captain Crunch.
Wasn't that the convenience store you were going to open?
What, Grab and Run?
Yeah.
Yeah. Captain Crunch, Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes.
Stands, yep. Grab and Run.
Grab and Run. I'll take a couple of more, and then I'll go over the list and explain a few things of the results.
And then it's got like a silhouette of somebody running.
Yeah, almost
grab
like
Grab and Run.
Yeah. It's like one of them street signs of somebody running.
Yeah.
But they're holding something.
Yep.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
TJ.
TJ?
TJ?
Yeah.
What do you think is on the list? The best cereal of all time?
Gotta be Honey Nut Cheerios.
Number four on the list, Honey Nut Cheerios. You are right. Awesome. What would you like?
I'll see Busch Gardens.
Yep, you got it. Hold on. All right, let's go on the list. Let's take a look at the list.
Can I guess if you're done?
Would you like to take a guess? Go ahead.
Golden Grahams.
Not on the list.
Really?
88,000 people surveyed. Favorite breakfast cereal of all time.
Shredded Mini Wheats?
They found out.
Mini Wheats? Shredded Mini Wheats? No.
They found out that most of the most popular cereals of all time had one thing in common, sugar. A lot of it. Corn Flakes came in 25th. Regular Cheerios came in 15th. Didn't even make the top 10. Here are... And by the way, number 10 is the only one that doesn't have a lot of added sugar. Coming in, these are the best breakfast cereals ever. 88,000 people surveyed. Coming in at number 10, Rice Krispies. Not a frosted cereal, not a sugared cereal. The only one. Coming in at number 9, somebody got it. Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries. Number 8, nobody got it. Fruity Pebbles. Number 7. I used to like them. Apple Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6. Somebody got it. Cap'n Crunch. Number 5.
Sugar Smacks.
Nope. Number 5. Fruit Loops. Number 4. Somebody got it. Honey Nut Cheerios. So Honey Nut Cheerios ranking higher than regular Cheerios. Coming in at number 3. Lucky Charms. Nobody got number 2. This is the second most popular as far as best cereal of all time. Came in number 2, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And number 1 was Frosted Flakes. Regular Corn Flakes, like I told you, came in 25th. So there you got to go. The winners were mostly cereals with tons of sugars. Shredded wheat, Wheaties, didn't even show up.
Not even Frosted Mini Wheats.
You know what else didn't show up? Chex. Rice Chex, wheat Chex, corn Chex.
Well, they only exist to make Chex Mix.
You're darn right, and they make one hell of a Chex Mix. We're going to take a break. When we come back, first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails, Wayback Machine, later on in the 4 o'clock hour.
I looked it up. Grab and Run
yeah.
is available. There is one store, but it's in Queensland, Australia, so I think you're clear if you want to open up a chain of Grab and Run, but it is known in the urban dictionary
as what?
Stealing.
Shoplifting.
Yeah.
Looting.
Yeah. So it could would almost be considered an invitation.
Yep, to steal.
Yeah, so
loot.
Bars on the windows.
Yep, yeah. And pay through the plexiglass.
Yep.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Welcome to the program. Monday edition. We'll get you updated on traffic here for your drive home. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails about 30 minutes away from a trip into the Wayback Machine. We'll see what was on the Billboard charts for this week in a particular year. Starting at number 40, we'll look at the bottom five. 96 K-Rock presents the annual Bonita Blues Festival. It's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 13th and the 14th, going to be at Riverside Park in Bonita Springs. Let's see who we got performing there. Damon Fowler and Friends, headline Friday. James Harmon, Little Freddie King, and J.P. Soar's Gypsy Blues Review, headline on Saturday. If you want ticket information, you can go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. And, of course, we'll have tickets this week for you for the Bonita Blues Festival. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Our first look. Oh, by the way, somebody texted Haney and said that there is a grab-and-go Winkler and Cypress Lake Drive.
That's different from Grab and Run.
Right. It's a grab and go food store. This is Grab and Run.
Yeah, totally different thing.
Yeah. One go could be run, walk, drive, motorcycle.
This is grab run. And run.
This is meaning you're footing it. A few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. East Mariana Avenue and North Tamiami Trail. Fort Myers got a crash. The 18,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right in the back of Cricket Wireless. And in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 1100 block of Chapel Avenue. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's he got in store for you? Well, he'll about ready to tell you right now because he's got the headlines.
Well, I reckon so.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, hello there.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Depending on our mood, I'll bring you more information about the corona. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Not that big of a deal.
But it's not all bad news.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We've just learned that you can get paid $4,500 if you let scientists infect you purposely with the coronavirus.
No.
It's pretty good money.
Yeah, $4,500. I see Rob perk up over there.
Now, you put $4,500 in Rob's hand
yeah.
along with his living wage.
Yeah.
He could afford to go out to dinner one time.
He sure can. And maybe even have...
At a steakhouse.
Yeah, and may even be able to upgrade off a soft beverage to something a little more. Oh, look what I got.
Yeah, if Rob had $4,500 extra, you could probably go to a steakhouse.
Yep.
What do you think? Steakhouse?
I'm not allowed to eat steak.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, jeez.
I had steak last night.
It's so good.
Oh, I had a New York strip.
I could get a nice turkey burger without the bun.
What's the purpose of all that?
I need to lose weight.
And you think turkey's going to do it? Or she does?
She does.
It's not.
I don't care. As long as I eat, I'm happy.
What do you have today? I know you're going to eat at some point.
Eggs. And then I got chicken parm from last night, so I'm allowed to have chicken parm.
And eggs.
You're not heating that up in here, are you?
No.
Thank you. Nice. Where'd you get that?
A friend of my wife's gave it to me. It's a Trump 2020 bill.
That's beautiful.
Look at that.
That's a beauty.
See, there, it looks almost real.
It is real.
As far as we're concerned.
Well, in the future, it'll be real.
I just... you want me to see if I can get you one?
Yeah, I'd love one. Right. I think we got to get Reagan's face on something first.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, folks.
No, you fascinated me. Sorry.
I know.
Karaoke can be dangerous. We'll explain.
You're darn right it can be. Especially when Haney and I are forced to be judges.
Yep. And finally, Dateline Boone County, Kentucky.
Boone County?
I wear a hat just like a Mountie. I'm the sheriff of Boone County. And you in a heap of trouble, boy. It's always, well, not always, but sometimes strange how criminals get caught.
Oh, yeah.
Police bust a major car theft ring only because one guy used his Foot Locker rewards card in conjunction with a stolen credit card. And then the whole thing unraveled from there. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter? Can we laugh around here? All right, I know the corona, but let's laugh. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, you probably figured it out by now, but they screwed with the clocks over the weekend.
They sure did.
And for many of us, it's just unacceptable. We just need to stay on the daylight. Because when you screw with the clocks, you don't know what time it is. And then you know what happens?
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
excuses for being late to work this morning.
Top excuses for being late to work this morning.
You're not late for work today. You're early for work tomorrow. You work on the Tulsi Gabbard campaign, so you forgot you have a job.
Yeah.
Your company needs to be reminded from time to time just how stupid it was to hire you in the first place.
The ceiling.
You're not a morning person, or an afternoon person, or an evening person.
I'm in the jailhouse, man.
Oh, baby. Thank you, Gam Gam.
I'm in the jailhouse, man.
You got up this morning and realized you were low on gas, so you had to stop and siphon your neighbors.
Yeah.
Someone at CVS stabbed you in the head over the last bottle of Purell.
They don't even know if that works.
Nope. It's just to make you feel better. You know, emotionally,
yeah.
Not physically.
No.
Top excuses for being late to work this morning. Yeah. Well, let's just say that this toilet paper shortage is really becoming an issue.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And finally, the very top excuse for being late to work this morning.
Yes.
You fell for one of those internet hoaxes called coronavirus. And that, my friend, is the first time.
Over. Has left the building.
Left the building.
Did you hear Joe Biden say we have no choice but to re-elect Donald Trump?
Yes.
Now,
some people are claiming it's not that that was the first case of video manipulation.
Some people say that.
Yep.
Well, some people call me Maurice.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
And I do want to throw this out. We have stanandhaney.com, the website. If you go and use Amazon, and I know all of our listeners at some point or another use Amazon, click the icon at stanandhaney.com. That'll take you right to Amazon. Do your shopping that way because it shows that you came from the Stan and Haney site and we get credit for it. Costs you nothing more. Just they say, oh, they came from Stan and Haney. Thank you.
Here's a penny.
Yeah. And they give us a penny.
Here's something shiny.
This from Kurt. He lives in Naples. And he wanted to answer our question of the week on Thursday. What is something from your childhood that you still have today? Guys, my mother found this, wrapped it up, and gave it to me for a Christmas present last year. It is a Snoopy alarm clock I had. I'm 61 years old, so this clock has to be at least 50 years, plus or minus.
Ain't that something?
I then asked my mom, what about my Roman Gabriel bobblehead, which I'll never forgive her for losing? Not there. Ha ha. Love you guys. Signed, Kurt from Naples. Roman Gabriel was a major star in the early 70s. Quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams.
And the Eagles.
He was traded to the Eagles. Didn't have as good a career as he did with the Rams.
Because I think Roman Gabriel was either still starting or backing up when I was in Philadelphia, which would have been around 77.
Number 18. Yes, he was in Philadelphia then. Number 18 with the Rams. I believe he was number 5 and quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. But he was eventually a backup quarterback. But he was good when he was with
the Los Angeles. That's a solid name, though.
Yeah, it is.
Who is this? Roman Gabriel.
Yep. Hmm. Did a lot of acting, too. He went because he was in L.A., a lot of acting jobs.
Did any of it take?
Yeah, he was in a few films.
Was he ever on the Love Boat?
I doubt that. Well, everybody was on the Love Boat. This is from Meg.
Hey, how is she doing?
She's doing well, Haney. Thank you for asking. Stan, I'm sorry you are having issues with your cat. If you ever decide to get another cat, I have a Hemingway cat. Meg, a lot of people call the double-pawed cats Hemingway cats. I want an actual bloodline from the Hemingway cat.
And isn't it funny how many people that own cats but would get rid of it at the drop of a hat?
Yep. Mine's up for grabs. Not good with kids or elderly.
Or anyone.
Yeah.
At all.
My cat is 3 years old, and I adopted her at a PetSmart in St. Pete. And I just adore her. Just a suggestion. She loves to watch TV, the bathtub, and has a fun personality. I was wondering if you and Haney ever went to the Six-Toed Cafe in Key West. If you haven't, maybe Joffrey has. Love the show. Signed, Meg. I have not been to the Six-Toed Cafe.
We've been many places.
Not there.
We've been in places that we absolutely adore to this day. We've been in many places that we don't belong.
Yep.
We've been at some places you shouldn't be at in the daytime.
Yep. We were there in the daytime.
No, we weren't. Because
yeah,
then
we
went and had dinner at the gas station.
That was that time. That wasn't the first time there.
It wasn't.
No. We went there when it was still daylight.
We did.
Yes, we did.
It wasn't daylight out when we met the Russian girl, was it?
No. That place, oh, I'm not even talking about that place. That place I've only been to once, and that's when we saw the Russian girl.
Yeah, and it was in the middle of the night, and then we went and had microwave gas station food.
And just remember the place we went, make sure you go in the right door.
Oh, that place.
Yeah, that's where we saw the Russian girl.
Yeah, but I thought you were talking about the other place where you went to the bathroom and went, oh, geez.
No, that was that. That was the biker bar adjacent to the Italian restaurant. Shh.
You're in there having a nice plate of manicotti, and then next thing you know, you're in a leather bar.
Yeah, well, the waiter said, we share a bathroom. Go through those beads. ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I would like to answer your question of the week from Thursday. I have two items from my childhood. I have all the things that I won when I was about four and was named Prince of Lansing, Michigan.
Well, there's something you don't see every day. Royalty.
I still have the cup and
he
the ribbons.
He was the Prince of Lansing, Michigan.
The other thing I have is a complete Lionel train set that my dad bought about 9 months before I was born. Now, I heard over the weekend, did you guys know that China controls 95% of the antibiotics in the world?
Yep.
Yep.
A lot of medications.
That just sounds crazy. That country is out of control. You guys are the best.
Yeah, if you think the antibiotics are something, look into how much of the rare earth minerals they control.
Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break.
It's about time we took a look at the old supply chain.
Wayback Machine is next. It's a good one. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
That was a David Bowie song.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Howdy. Stan and Haney here with you. Gonna check traffic. Gonna go into the Wayback Machine. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. This person's been on hold for a very long time. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, how you doing? This is Paulie from Golden Gate Estates. Hey, you youngins, just quiet down. Go get Daddy another tonic. Okay, I what's with this $4,500 for being injected with coronavirus?
It can be yours.
Yep, you're going to have to wait about a half hour. We'll have all the details.
Okay, kid.
All right, Brandon. No. I bet you he's got a podcast. Let's get you updated.
Paul?
Yeah. A couple of things, both in Fort Myers. Crash, Healthcare Way, and Metro Parkway.
Did you say Hellcare?
Healthcare Way and Metro Parkway. And a hit and run, Fort Myers, Austin Street, and Christiana Way. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. We go into the Wayback Machine. What was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year? Well, you're about ready to find out. Today, we start at number 40. We go up five. Let's find out where we're going. It's a good one.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1980.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to
it.
Not so long
ago. Oh, this is such a good one.
Yeah.
One especially.
Now let's wake it up again with Stan and Haney.
Jay Giles Band at number 40 this week in 80.
Not a bum one on this list.
No.
And the next one, Thank You.
Oh, yeah. Make it work. Tell me what you're gonna do. Tell me pretty, pretty, cause I'm still in love with you. Come back. Baby. Come back. Won't you come back to me? Yeah. Come back. Baby. Come back. Won't you come back to me?
Here I'm standing. Such a fool. Have we heard anything else about that deal?
Let's let the next song play, then we'll get an update. Jay Giles Band, number 40 this week in 1980. Coming
Here
in at number 39,
go.
They were back on the charts. The Knack. Baby Talks Dirty.
Get it, Burton.
got an update on that?
No, I actually just sent him another message this morning following up to see what day would be best this week.
Okay. All right. We're eyeing it. It's going to happen.
Some of you know, Friday. Some of you don't, but the little girls understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it, Burton.
Is that good or what? That was the Knack. Baby Talks Dirty.
I appreciate the Knack more every day.
Yeah. Air Supply. Number 38.
Right here on the breeze. Soft tits. Okay, guys, we're all doing a great job with the new format, and you're all doing great. I just need to emphasize that you need to enunciate when you say soft tits.
Hits. Hits.
That's what I said. But we need to work on that, guys.
Southwest Florida Magic.
Soft hits.
Making magic happen. It started
so easy. The biggest soft tits you've ever heard.
Hits.
Boy, we love those soft tits.
Hits. Hits.
That's what I'm telling you. You got to enunciate. Mic presence. That's right. You're listening to Easy 96.
Magic happens. Yes, it is. Lift your eyes
if you feel you can. You found the limp spot on the dial.
Would this be yacht rock?
Kind of. You can't fool me. I've been loving you too long. Right here on Easy 96.
Lost in love, don't know. Easy 96.1, a Southwest Florida lifestyle.
That's right. It's Easy 96.1 FM, where the FM stands for Flaccid Music. Non-threatening FM.
Yeah. Safe. The way a lot of people like it.
Perfectly safe for a lady working in an office.
Yeah. You know you can't. That's Air Supply.
Perfect for a new mom just starting carpool.
Now, see, here's where I got to make the call.
Thank you.
Skipping number 37, which was some Barbra Streisand crap.
Can't be done.
And moving right to 36. This week in 1980.
And I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Rob. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Southwest Florida.
Thank you.
Thank you. Diablo.
Florida lifestyle.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you, Billy G. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dusty.
Frank's the only one without a beard.
That's correct.
Frank, beard.
Yes.
No beard.
Thank you. You didn't have to hold it, but
you did, but you did. Thank you.
You did. And I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That band was perfect.
Of course.
Three pieces, and they mesh perfectly.
Thank you.
Thank you. You didn't have to, but I thank.
I thank you. You didn't have to shake it, but you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You
didn't have to make.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All my life I've been shortchanged. Without your love, baby, it's a crying shame. And now I know what the fellas talking about. When they say that they've been turned out, I want to thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I want to thank you so much, I'm going to give you a pearl necklace. You. Thank you.
Yes, I want to thank you.
Thank you. You know, when Billy G plays that guitar, it's like you can smell mesquite.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's ZZ Top coming in at number 36.
Thank you.
We're due to play one more, but the next one on the list, do you want to hear a Bette Midler song? I don't think so. Let's go to 34 and take a listen to the Babies.
Yeah, they're just little babies, but they rock.
Yeah.
I was always amazed by that. Just small children, but babies. They, hell of a band. Until I met you, told myself can you believe that's a baby?
It's a baby. Drowning my sorrows, fighting to little baby.
Yeah, they're all babies. You light up my face with your jokes and your smiles, and the way that you came. It was a hell of a novelty act.
Yeah.
But then they grew up.
Bunch of babies.
And then they grew up and nobody cared.
Nope.
Yes.
Back on my feet again.
Boy, I feel like I just downshifted in my Camaro.
Yeah.
Surprised with myself for the way that I feel. So happy that you're here with me. Somewhere I've known.
And chicks liked it. Kept this cassette for when you had a chick in the car. Made sure that auto reverse was engaged.
Oh, it did. It was engaged. God, I had some great cassettes.
Thank you, Jensen.
Thank you. Thank you, Triax.
Thank you, Realistic Candy Booster. Thank you, Wire Strippers. Thank you, Electrical Wire. Almost makes you believe it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I am. I stagger a little.
Yep.
But incidentally,
now
the,
poor Phil Collins got drop foot.
Yeah, the number one song in the land this week in 1980 was Queen and Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Especially getting to hear some Knack.
Haney and the News is next. We're Stan and Haney.
96 J-Rock.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Rob Show at 6 o'clock tonight, taking you through your evening. 96 K-Rock and Dave and Chuck the Freak have a chance for you to get your car payments paid for a year.
That would be nice.
To register to win for this national contest right now, go to 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. That's a Dave and Chuck deal. Get your car payments paid for a year. That would take a lot of weight off my shoulders. You know, free up something.
Well, I know how you can make a quick $4,500.
Yeah, and I know you're going to have that in the news. What you got to do is not worth it to me. Who is that? Matt Getz, Gates, he the one that wore the gas mask in the house.
Yeah.
He's apparently announced, along with Cruz, that they're self-quarantining.
Yeah, because there was somebody at CPAC.
Everybody that was at CPAC, I guess the guy that headed up CPAC, came in contact with a coronavirus victim and then went on and started shaking everybody's hand, including the president's.
Yeah, you know, it's a hell of a time to be having an election.
It's good. You know what? I think with
a lot of glad handing.
Glad handing, and I think it's going to affect voter turnout for the primaries going on. Somebody else self-quarantined too. Let me see what.
I'm going to self-quarantine just to be on the safe side.
You already do self-quarantine.
Oh yeah, you're right.
You're self-quarantined now. The only time you come in here. Go anywhere is when you come in here, and we got no hand sanitizer in here.
Yeah, but when I come in here, I have to deal with you, who likes to hang out with people that have been to China.
You know, the more I think about that, what did you say was the...
24 days.
It takes 24 days.
That, and they're guessing, because it used to be 14. Now they say 24. You can walk around without any idea that you're even sick.
So in, when was it? Was it in February that I came in contact with?
It was in January, I think.
Yeah, I think it was towards the end of January. Buddy I know who works abroad quite a bit, lives here, has a base, his office is based in Mexico, and went to China all the time. All the time. This is before the big quarantines in China. Like, well, days before.
That's because there was no problem.
Yeah. He had what he thought was the bug, a cold. And left the city. It was not Wuhan, but it was another one that was quickly quarantined about a week after he left.
It was Wuhan adjacent.
Yes. And then he went to Mexico and was not feeling well there.
And
then came back
and
here.
And then came, gave you a big kiss. And
well, he didn't give me a lot of...
Stuck his tongue in your ear.
A lot of handshaking and back slapping. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't felt the same since.
Yeah. Well, he did all that and then told you.
I told him, I said, did you...
No, he came and greeted you and did that stuff and then told you, oh yeah, I was there.
And I said, did you go to the doctor? Well, they asked us over there to wear masks. I didn't. I don't see any need. But I guess he's okay now. So I don't think he had it.
He'll never tell.
Right, and I haven't seen him since. That's the God's honest truth.
So I self-quarantine while you're exposing yourself to people from China.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Unintentional.
You know, Rob's got a family, but he's behind glass.
Yeah,
he's safe.
He's safe.
You know, eating his ground turkey.
and chicken parm he's got tonight.
Well, that's a special treat.
Chicken parm and an egg.
Yeah, I think his wife looks at chicken at like red meat.
Chicken parm and an egg.
Yeah, chicken for him is a big treat because normally it's turkey.
Yeah, and an egg.
On a special night, you get chicken and an egg.
Let me ask you something, Rob.
I don't know how he lives like that.
You,
And it's not making him lose weight.
No.
Well, it's because I get the cheese on the chicken, and that makes me happy.
What did you have over the weekend to eat? What do you have, on an average, what do you have for breakfast?
Eggs.
Egg, an egg.
Yeah.
And then for lunch?
Usually I skip lunch.
Okay. But you bring something in Tupperware.
Yeah, that'll be my dinner for the whole day. And that is usually turkey or broccoli.
Or an egg.
Yeah. Last night I had Sonic, the drive-thru.
Oh, really?
Well, we were fighting, so I went out and got fast food. And then drove around and ate it by myself.
Let me ask you now.
How long do you think this is going to last? Yeah, how long?
It's got to last another 17 years and 7 days.
Have you lost any weight?
No.
Do you notice you feel better now that you've been eating nothing but crap?
I do. I feel normal. I'm back to normal. I felt weak when I was just eating the turkey.
Yeah.
So I'm now hiding. I'm being fat shamed because I got to eat my car and hide it.
Yeah.
It's got to be hell on earth.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I am alone, and nobody wants to be near me.
Sounds wonderful.
It is. I got to tell you, it really is. It was a bit of an adjustment, but it's almost like, I imagine it's like when hostages are released after a long time. At first, it's like, oh, well, what am I going to do without somebody nagging me all the time? And then over time, when you keep looking over your shoulder thinking somebody's going to come and F with you for no reason, and it stops happening over the course of years, you're like...
Well, for a long period of time, you still flinch.
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding.
Yeah. Is this...
But once you come out the other side of that and you go, you know, I got it pretty good.
Does this diet you're on have a name?
No, it will
it's
eventually.
It's called the PW diet.
She created it, didn't she?
Yeah.
She fancies herself a dietitian?
She, at one point, actually worked as a dietitian.
Oh, no.
Oh, so she...
She knows what she's doing. It's me sneaking out and breaking the rules all the time.
What about your children, though? The brain requires red meat to function.
Yeah. Well, the baby doesn't, but the 10-year-old is able to eat. He goes to his other mother's home.
So, and he gets meat.
Yeah, that's where.
Thank God.
Somewhere.
That is so important. People don't know that.
I had steak last night.
Because red meat gets such a bad rap, it really is important for proper brain function.
I was at the Costco and picked up...
Prime?
Haney, they were this thick. Two and a half inch thick New York strips.
Prime?
Unbelievable. No, they weren't prime. They were, I looked at the marbling on these things like butter.
Sweet.
And, because I usually get prime, but they didn't have any, but they had just a roast thing that you cut, New York strips, and the butcher cut them at about 2.5 inches.
Oh, that's nice.
And 4 steaks, and it was 8 pounds of meat.
And did you get mushrooms, onions, butter?
Yes, sir. And baked potato with butter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sauteed mushrooms.
Stan, you shouldn't be talking about that around Rob.
I had some leftover for lunch, too. And I've offered him many a time. I've said, do you want this sandwich?
Give him a scrap.
And he doesn't want it.
He has offered.
Yeah. I said, I haven't had lunch today. I didn't eat it. Do you want this?
I live in fear, though. She finds out.
You know, she's a pretty woman.
She's beautiful.
And she's wonderful outside of the whole food issue.
That's
and
like,
the drinking issue. I mean, that, those are, but those go hand in hand. You like to have a few beers and then you like to eat greasy food.
She doesn't let you drink?
That's not on the diet, Stan.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Oh. You got to cut that out, too.
Did you know this going in?
I mean, no, you never know. It sold the fake bill of goods.
Fort Myers, two disabled vehicles.
You know what? I think what? I get it from Zito now. How can you not feel sorry for this
guy? I know
guy?
This. Disabled vehicle, Alabama Road South and State Road 82, and another disabled vehicle, Big Pine Way in South Cleveland Avenue. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 9th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. Well, one thing we do know is that Costco's everywhere have been really, really busy.
It was packed.
But it didn't stop you from getting your 8 pounds of meat.
Heck no. 4 steaks, 8 pounds. They were good.
Where do you suppose the top two busiest Costcos are located?
Probably in major New York and Chicago.
The two busiest Costcos in the United States are both in Hawaii. One in Honolulu and one in Maui.
Well, they get all new shipments in there, and it gives the people to get something that they want that they can't get because they're trapped on an island.
You know what? I bet when they opened, it was a real game changer.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, great, great singer.
Yep.
Often imitated, never duplicated. And if you look at a Marvin Gaye album, you'll see that his last name is spelled with an E at the end.
Uh-huh.
Now, early in his career, he's always been known as Marvin Gaye and was proud of his name. But early in his career, he added the E because he wanted to distance himself from homos.
That's the way it was back then.
He didn't want any questions about which way...
the ladies.
Yes, and he wanted that to be clear to everyone, so by adding an E, he thought that would take care of it.
And why he teamed up with Tammy Terrell.
Visibly, yes, very, very, very publicly.
Yeah.
And now, what we've all been waiting for.
Oh, the $4,500.
If you are an aspiring human guinea pig, the coronavirus might be your Super Bowl. A British company called Hivivo that studies viruses is one of many groups working like crazy to find something, a vaccine, a cure, anything for the COVID-19. But in order to do so, they need live people with the virus to study.
Yeah.
So they've put out the word. You let us inject you with this deadly virus?
No.
We're going to make it worth your while. Don't say no yet. They're looking for volunteers willing to be infected with coronavirus.
No.
You haven't heard the price yet, Stan.
What is it?
$4,550.
No.
Wait.
Would you do it for $45?
There's still more. You will live in their fabulous lab in London, England for 2 weeks. So $4,550 and 2 weeks of free rent at their fabulous laboratory in London.
They going to fly me to London?
You know, that's a good question.
Huh? They going to fly me to London? They going to give me some, you know, while I'm there before I get to, now, am I going to have, like, you know, some pocket money, food,
well,
meals?
You know, a lot of people might say, hey, isn't that risky behavior to have yourself injected with a potentially fatal disease? Well, on some level,
not necessarily. Yeah,
but they'll probably infect you with a mild strain.
Yeah.
You know, young, generally healthy people usually don't die.
For the most part.
And across all ages, which is where your demographics get skewed because kids don't seem to get it, over 96% of people who get the virus survive.
Yeah, those are good odds.
And, you know, they didn't want to say this, but I'll say it for them. They did mention it. And, you know, if you don't volunteer, you might end up catching the virus anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Now, the...
I wouldn't do that for that money.
The lab is only taking groups of 24 people at a time. If you're interested...
Yeah, like the guy that called in?
Yeah. You'll need to fill out an application and then monitor their website, Flu Camp, to see when there's an opening.
I wouldn't do it for $4,500. Now, everybody's got a price, but $4,500 ain't my price.
That's cash.
I don't care. I don't know. Would you do it for $4,500 in your condition?
If I was in a hotel room and Don King walked in with a suitcase of $4,500 in dollar bills,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If he put a couple of big dollars on the top of it, yeah. Even more.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I saw a couple of $100 bills on top.
But if he just gave you a paper check.
Oh, that's worth nothing. And that's how Don King made billions.
It's the truth.
Now, I could write you a check.
Yeah.
But
well,
I got to
go through that.
Or let me open up that briefcase, brother.
Yeah. You hear the snaps on either side. And then they use two hands and fly it open. And you see all that banded money.
Now, which would you rather have, this little old piece of paper here or this briefcase of cash?
He used to sign boxers. Certain ones have non-disclosure agreements after they became heavyweight champion of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But he used to sign fighters. You know, you'd see the big matches, and so-and-so is getting $2 million. And it's back in the 80s. So he's getting $2 million to fight for the title and all that. And Don King knew he never had to pay that $2 million because after the fight, they would come to his offices and he'd have a check for $2
million. Everything that they're owed.
Signed, certified, ready to go. And right next to it, he would have a briefcase with two...
Now,
$200,000 in it.
You understand, this check, you'll have to take it to the bank. It'll take time to clear. Or we got a suitcase full of cash, and you can go to the strip club right now.
And nine times out of ten, they'd take the suitcase, the briefcase with the $200,000, and leave Don King holding the $2 million check. Put it back in the bank. We'll have another one next week, another fight. And that's how he did it. Only in America.
Yeah. I couldn't live with myself.
You have somebody who lived dirt poor, lived in a horrible part of town.
But wouldn't that make you even more sympathetic to the fighters?
What? Talk to his people that knew him back in the day in Cleveland. Nice new leather briefcase. The gold snaps with three-number combo.
I understand all that. But once he was well off, I mean, it just never stops if you're that greedy.
No. It's only when the champ would wind up changing management, his contract was over with. A lot of times they revolved.
Oh, so then he goes to Bob Arum, and Bob Arum says, you absolutely deserve at least $300,000.
Correct. Correct.
We'll get that $50,000 back.
But the way it would work is, you know, hey, champ, I'm giving you $200,000 in cash. Now, you didn't pay your corner guys. We a lot of gym time. Mm-hmm. That doesn't come.
Like those nice new trunks?
Yeah.
You think somebody get them to you for free?
Yep.
That's so sad.
Yep.
I'll never forget when Joe Frazier just let loose on us.
Yeah. And another one just used to let loose, and he had to stop because he was under obligation not to say anything.
But that one call.
Yep.
And we talked to Joe Frazier a bunch of times, but there was one where he was really unguarded and told the truth.
Yep.
And it just breaks your heart.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, sometimes in life, things can take a nasty turn in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And you rarely see someone go from generous boyfriend to, oh, he's going to prison faster than this. 19-year-old Anthony Ciccarelli from New York took his girlfriend out to dinner at a pretty expensive chain restaurant on Thursday. But when he reached for his wallet to pay for the dinner, like a gentleman, like a generous boyfriend, well, somehow, inadvertently, Anthony accidentally triggered the gun in his pant.
You're kidding.
And shot his girlfriend in the leg.
What?
She was rushed to the hospital with, thankfully, non-life-threatening injuries. But it gets worse for Antony. Turns out that gun was stolen. He was charged with reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a firearm, and he is now facing up to 7 years in prison.
Well, take a look at this brainiac. Look at him. He's got an Abe Lincoln beard.
Well,
means he's a hipster.
He went from big win to life-altering loss in a split second.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, we've seen it firsthand. Karaoke can be dangerous.
Jeez. That was a bad day in my life.
Shake it off, buddy.
Yeah, and that was 15 years ago. It was a bad day in my life.
Here's a 34-year-old gent named Jason Huff from Indiana. He was at the bar Tuesday night, karaoke night. Well, one random woman began her performance, and Jason apparently had a big, big problem with her song choice. He couldn't let it stand.
No.
So he got up and pleaded with the woman to stop it. He started towards the stage and fell. Well, that's embarrassing. What to do now? Well, he certainly wasn't going to let them all laugh at him. Couldn't
Hell
do
no.
that. So he got back up, and to prove he meant business, he pulled a gun and started waving it around. Fortunately, the police arrived and arrested him before things escalated beyond that. His blood alcohol level was a championship level, 0.38.
Whoa!
That'd be 4.5 times the legal limit. That's flirting with lethal alcohol poisoning. He was charged with felony intimidation with a deadly weapon. The sad part is, we don't know what song was so bad that this man will pay for the rest of his life.
Look at him.
I can put up with a lot, but I can't let it stand. Somebody's got to do something. And that's the news for today, Monday, March 9th.
Double M, double X.
It couldn't have been that. That's the voice of an angel right there.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
I just wish I could see just video of just his facial expressions as he realizes,
I'm in the jailhouse now.
I can't let this continue by any means necessary.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're standing. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Coming up at 6 o'clock will be a freshly fed Rob show.
Well, sustenance, yeah. Rob.
Did you eat?
It's enough to keep him alive.
Did you eat your food today? Or have you not had dinner yet?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
No.
For chicken parm.
I appreciate you waiting so we don't have to smell it.
The chicken parm smells good. But
oh, yeah. That smells good when it's cooking. It's mixing it with an egg.
Well, you know,
hard boiled, I bet.
You've got children, and she's pretty. So.
Yeah. So
and you had Sonic last night.
Yeah. Plus, plus, plus.
Did you eat alone in your car in the dark?
Oh, yeah. 10:15 at night eating by myself.
What did you get at Sonic?
They have the ultimate breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So you ate breakfast food?
I ate breakfast
food. When you could have anything you want, you ordered breakfast food.
I got to be honest. I almost went to BK. I was going to get I like the bacon cheeseburger over there. It was really tough. Mm-hmm. And then I drove 5 miles out of my way to go to Sonic.
No wonder he loved that chicken sandwich.
Yep. A couple of things on the board. We'll start in Lehigh Acres crash, 1900 block of East 5th Street. And in Bonita Springs, a crash, Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Quinn Street. And you are up to date.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I grew up in a very strict household. I mean, my dad was so strict. How strict was he? He was so strict, he didn't let us swear at all. So much so, he didn't even let us say the word fart. That was a swear word to my dad. What we had to say instead was the word poot. We had to say it, otherwise we got in trouble. I just think that's a really weird rule for an alcoholic to make, you know? I drink too much because of, you know, apples and the distance they fall from trees. The other day, I blacked out, woke up in the morning, checked the computer. Turns out I had joined J-Date, a Jewish dating website. I don't know if any of you have ever blacked out and then, like, accidentally made your mom proud, but that's what I did somehow. My handle on there, my username, I guess I thought was funny at the time, was at Cool Guy Schwartz. So, not a lot of hits on the old J-Date. Not a lot of hits on J-Date. I did, however, match with my cousin. Match with my cousin on J-Date. So, ball's in her court. You know what I mean? We'll see. Maybe just go to coffee, talk about grandma. I don't know. Whatever.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this laughter. Can we laugh around here? All right, I know the corona, but let's laugh. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Well, you probably figured it out by now, but they screwed with the clocks over the weekend.
They sure did.
And for many of us, it's just unacceptable. We just need to stay on the daylight. Because when you screw with the clocks, you don't know what time it is. And then you know what happens?
What?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
excuses for being late to work this morning.
Top excuses for being late to work this morning.
You're not late for work today. You're early for work tomorrow. You work on the Tulsi Gabbard campaign, so you forgot you have a job.
Yeah.
Your company needs to be reminded from time to time just how stupid it was to hire you in the first place.
Flip the ceiling.
You're not a morning person, or an afternoon person, or an evening person. Oh, baby. Thank you, Gam Gam. You got up this morning and realized you were low on gas, so you had to stop and siphon your neighbors.
Yep.
Someone at CVS stabbed you in the head over the last bottle of Purell.
They don't even know if that works.
Nope. It's just to make you feel better. You know, emotionally,
yeah.
Not physically.
No.
Top excuses for being late to work this morning.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that this toilet paper shortage is really becoming an issue. And finally, the very top excuse for being late to work this morning.
Yes.
You fell for one of those internet hoaxes called coronavirus.
The Lion Dog Face Tony Soldier.
And that, my friend, is the first one.
Has left the building.
Left the building.
Did you hear Joe Biden say we have no choice but to re-elect
yes.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
The Lion Dog Face Tony Soldier.
Now, some people are claiming. It's not that was the first case of video manipulation.
Some people say that.
Yep.
Well, some people call me Maurice.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.